Good morning, InfoWars. Your source for uncensored truth this morning is Brianna Morello.
Good morning, my beautiful truth seekers. It is a great, great day. A lot going on in the world today. We're very excited that you are joining us. Man, we've got a jam-packed program heading your way this weekend. A lot to unpack. So let's just highlight some of the things that happened late yesterday evening, because the Friday headlines, they always try to sneak things in there that they don't want you to see because I hope you're not paying attention. But you know, we love to expose just that. Take a look at the first story with an Obama-appointed judge, Edward Chen, saying that the Trump administration can't terminate the temporary protected status of over 1.1 million illegal Venezuelans and Haitians living in the United States. Now, as many of you guys know at home, the Biden regime allowed these illegal aliens into our country. They shipped them in. And now Trump wants them out. And so, of course, what are the courts trying to do? Well, they're trying to block it. And you can strongly rely on both the Biden and Obama regime to be the ones standing in the way of that, of course. But as you know, the DOJ will challenge it and we'll keep the fight going. Let's turn to something else I thought was very, very interesting. Kamala Harris, remember her? She is the failed presidential campaign that launched against President Trump. Well, I mean, she's kind of bored these days, not really making much in the way of money, given the fact that she doesn't really have much to sell. But folks, I saw something that was very, very interesting. It's a new report saying that she was paid $500,000 to bash Elon Musk. Now, it gets even worse because she spent, with her Secret Service detail, so that means your money, $81,000 on security. That's according to the Center to Advance Security. Now, folks, she literally was paid $500,000. I don't know why anyone would pay that. But on our expense, now we have to cough up the $81,000 that it costs to bring her to Hawaii to speak at this event. It's absolutely egregious. But thankfully, President Trump has shut that down, removing her Secret Service detail because, obviously, folks, that is abuse. Let's turn to something else that we could all celebrate. President Trump signed his 200th executive order yesterday. And this one was a big one. He's renaming the Department of Defense the Department of War. Now, it does need congressional approval still, but we're still changing nameplates. And I think that's so important. Even the Secretary of War, Pete Hegseth, was very excited about that. He, in front of his office, decided to switch over his plates as well. And now we all have to get used to this new title. I'll probably slip up a couple of times, but it's no longer the Department of Defense. They are the Department of War. And I'd love to see it, because through peace, if you want peace, you have to be prepared to fight in war. And that is exactly what the great folks over at the Department of Defense formally want you to know. I'm very excited about this. This is going to be a great one. Pete Hegseth really turning things around for our country, and we are thankful for just that. All right, we got a jam-packed program heading your way in just a few moments. You may have seen it. It's good news, but it's a drop in the bucket. The Trump administration says that they have found over 22,000 unaccompanied migrant children that the Biden regime shipped all across our country through human traffickers. Now, 22,000, again, drop in the bucket considering the fact that there's over 300,000 that are still missing. We're going to dive through the numbers in just a few moments with a whistleblower who's saying that although this is great news, we could be doing significantly more. And also, I mean, you may have seen it, but President Trump, and this one had me on edge a little bit, President Trump had Bill Gates at the White House this week, and then they destroyed, or they tried to destroy RFK Jr. over on the Hill by bashing him. I'm talking about like Elizabeth Warren and all of your regular pharmaceutical hacks, the ones who are being sponsored by the regimes. It was absolutely egregious. Tom Renz joining us to kind of walk through all of that, because we're also going to be debating the vaccine angle in all of this, given the fact that now Florida is looking to no longer require mandates when it comes to vaccines. President Trump actually speaking out against that. It's a very, very interesting take. We're going to dive into that in a few moments. Plus, Alex Rosen has been in the state of Florida, and he's leaving his impact by catching a bunch of predators. And there's one interesting one, and I've just recently reached out to their employer for comment. So a lot going on this beautiful morning. Don't go anywhere. We've got a lot to get into. I, for one, have a lot that I have to say, so don't go anywhere.
Yeah. The ancient blue wizard is who I be. The magic of Methilene flows through me. His wars of info have gone through the ages to keep your minds locked in cages. Break free from the lies and save your soul, or the demonic agenda shall reach its goal.
Upon this field, with steel in hand, I guard the truth across the land. No tyrant's crown, no foreign laws shall pierce the shield of InfoWars. This dagger's point, both sharp and true, defends the rights for me and you. So grab your phone without delay, and go to the website if you may. Order your dagger to stand in the fight, before the globalists turn out the lights.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, Brianna Morello tells you the truth about what's happening next on Good Morning InfoWars.
All right, there's some good news. The Trump administration is trying to locate the thousands of children that went missing under the Biden regime. Now, Fox News got an exclusive in regards to what the new administration is doing to find those children. Take a listen.
More than 22,000 unaccompanied children have been found so far under this Trump administration. 27 of the minors were found dead, either murdered or by suicide, car accident, or drug overdoses. And more than 400 sponsors have been arrested.
We're talking about debt bondage, where children are being made to work off debt, trafficking debt. We're talking about children that were brought into situations and then treated like sexual slaves.
In early 2021, record number of children became crossing the border. According to HHS, between 2021 to 2024, more than 470,000 unaccompanied children crossed into the United States. Records show that many of these children were released to sponsors under very laxed vetting policies.
The Biden regime ran one of the biggest human trafficking smuggling rings in this world's history. I mean, there's no other way to argue that, folks. It is absolutely egregious what happened under their watch. And the whistleblowers that came forward were widely ignored. But these were the photos that we were seeing while this was all going on. And so many lawmakers just decided to look the other way. Take a look at this image of an unaccompanied child who made their way into the United States back in 2023. We have this because of Allie Bradley, who found this child and shared this photo. The child has a photo of whoever their sponsor is supposed to be or whoever their point of contact is supposed to be on their shirt. And that's what they saw when they arrived. Now, as many of you guys know, this has been an issue that's been close to my heart, and I have been trying my very best to blow the whistle on a lot of this by speaking to whistleblowers and trying to amplify their message. Just a couple of months ago, I released this exclusive on the independentnewsroom.com, and it says specifically that HSI can't find 95% of the 100,000 unaccompanied migrant children that they were looking for. They couldn't find them because under the Biden regime, they were handed false addresses and poorly vetted sponsors were given these children. Folks, it's absolutely egregious. And now the Trump administration has their work cut out. So yes, it is great that we've located at least 22,000 of these children, but there's over 300,000 of them still missing. Joining me to discuss a woman who has been trying to blow the whistle on all of this for quite some time. Please welcome Tara Rodas to the show. She's a federal whistleblower exposing government-sponsored, taxpayer-funded child trafficking within HHS. Tara, I got to say, this is good to hear. So we'll start off with a positive note on this beautiful morning because they're trying. That's more than what the Biden regime was doing. They're trying to find these children. So far, they found 22,000. I'm a little disappointed in the numbers of these sponsors that have been arrested thus far, though. But what is your overall reaction to the latest count?
So it's a great start. And it's a great start that they have put some new rules in place. I got to meet with Acting Director Salazar and Fabricatori, who was just on, who you just showed that clip of. They have new policies. They have DNA testing. Imagine that, to make sure that the child is really related to the sponsor. They're requiring official identification, not just some international driver's license that you can purchase off of the internet. Fingerprinting. They are fingerprinting all adults in the household. They want verification of income. They want to, you know, the sponsor to be able to prove that they can actually care for the child. So these are all great things moving forward. Another key thing, if an organization has been found to be sexually abusing the children, like Southwest Key, they are no longer getting children to care for. So all these things are great moving forward to prevent children going into harm's way. The challenge, of course, is to now clean up the disaster that the Biden open border policies unleashed on these children. This is a crisis, a humanitarian crisis. There are still over 300,000 children missing, and only 422 sponsors have been arrested and are being prosecuted. So we need to up those numbers of those sponsors. I know that you have talked with DHS whistleblower Aaron Stevenson. He's the very first person who was alerted and tried to alert everyone to this problem. He was telling everyone at DHS because in March of 2021, he saw transnational criminal gangs getting the children. He was the first to identify, and he alerted us. So at this very moment, 4 years ago, I was sitting on the Pomona Fairplex. I had already seen his disclosure, and we started looking for gang activity and found it in less than 2 weeks. So it's absolutely unbelievable that the open border policies allowed this high-level criminal network to come in, and then the government shipped children to them. And now the children are gone. So we know the children are not at the locations where they're going to look for them. Homeland Security, everybody's out there. They're door knocking. The kids, a lot of them are not at the place where they were said they were going, right? But interestingly, many of the traffickers themselves are at those places, because I have cases from 2021 that I worked and insiders that I was working with in 2024, and they gave the address that was the same place that the trafficker was. So what we believe needs to happen is now do a serious targeting operation on the sponsors themselves. Only a little over 400 sponsors have been arrested. And yet all these kids are gone? No. If you want to stop the drug trade in your neighborhood, well, you go after the drug trafficker. If we want to stop the child trafficking, we need to go after the traffickers that are the sponsors. There should be serious criminal penalties for any sponsor who does not have possession of the child that they took into custody. Absolutely.
I want to talk about the data that they're currently looking at, because you are the expert on that front. You know, during the Fox piece, they announced that they are going through the data, and that's how their war room is trying to relocate these children and recover them. But you have a different angle on all of this, that there's different data that they should be focused on right now. Tell us about that.
Yes. Well, and this, again, this is where DHS whistleblower Aaron Stevenson comes in. We submitted a white paper to the administration. We also attached a solution to my congressional testimony back in November. And we need a whole of government data analytics solution, not just looking at HHS data, but that data needs to be matched against all types of other data across other agencies. So, for example, we know that the trafficking ring in Bonita Springs, Florida, we know they were involved in various types of fraud, Social Security fraud. They had mortgage fraud. One person had 10 homes quit claimed into their name. And so how is this possible? And the children, when we use the data, like we can use the data, I help some of the reporters find where the children were. They were knocking on doors and children were telling them terrible stories like, you know, my sponsor tells me she's my aunt, but she's pimping me out for sex. you know, reporters have found kids in the Bonita Springs ring who said, we are being moved house to house to house every month. Mm-hmm. And line in the sand, which you are showing right there, James O'Keefe, when I was working, you know, with some of the people who he had undercover, the thing that we were able to show was that the exact same address was being used in 2021 and 2024. So the kids kept cycling out of there, but the trafficker was still there. So
it's absolutely egregious, Tara. It really is absolutely egregious. And I really hope we get a grip on this. And I'm happy that the administration is paying attention to this, but we really need them to ramp everything up and to reach out to your team, because this is an issue that's really something that needs to be resolved immediately. Tara, thank you for all the incredible work you continue to do. We appreciate your time as always.
Thank you, Brianna, for shining a light.
I'm jacked up on the Methylene Blue. It's the best thing you guys have ever had.
I do subscribe to the Methylene Blue and the Ultimate CMOS on a monthly basis. Take about 5-year supplements. So it's been helping me out for the last 3 years, lost 22 pounds. Feel better. I feel like I'm 25.
Like I said, I've been taking the Methylene Blue, and it is freaking awesome. I was honestly in the chat on Rumble bashing, like getting sick of Alex plugging it. But I tell you what, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to give it a try. I actually subscribe monthly now to it. And I got a couple other people that I work with. I gave them it, and they did the same thing.
I was so bad with the MS. I was in a wheelchair. That Methylene Blue is able to get everything that you're taking, all your antibiotics or whatever medicines you're taking, supplements. And what it does, it helps to cross the blood-brain barrier. Mm-hmm. Methylene Blue will help things push it through to where it needs to go. I was at my store, and I keep the TV on at my store of InfoWars, and I heard Alex Jones talking about Methylene Blue. Well, right away, my ears perked up, because I knew what that did for me. I knew that it got me up and walking again, and I was having seizures without it, and I was bad, really bad. So I ordered it. I ordered 2 bottles of it, because he had buy one, get one free. So I started taking it, and boy, let me tell you something. What a blessing. I take the capsules twice, I take 2 of those a day.
And you're saying with the Methylene Blue, you're taking it with ivermectin, and you're using our Methylene Blue, and you regressed, but now you're taking this, and you're back to being normal, or what's your level at
right now? I'm walking.
Okay.
No, I own a jewelry store, and I'm able to, and don't get me wrong, I have bad days.
Yeah.
But let me tell you something, I'm walking without a cane. And the bad days that I may have, maybe like once every couple weeks, but I'm able to speak properly, where my everything was lagging with me.
Right.
The lesions were showing very bright in my brain. And when I started on the Methylene Blue, which I couldn't take the liquid. I bought the liquid, but I just couldn't get it down. And I was trying to find like a concoction.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden the pills came out. So I ordered the pills. I take 2 of those a day. I've been taking that with everything else, with the ivermectin. I take 1 pill a day of the ivermectin with the Methylene Blue. And I got to tell you, what a blessing. I am so blessed.
Well, that's great to hear.
You know, talk to you.
Because, you know, I'm glad to hear that. That really makes me feel good for, you know, the products that we offer to people. And, you know, the Methylene Blue really has been a game changer around here in terms of people getting it and seeing effects immediately, being able to acquire that quality of life they want. And that's really great to hear.
I will put money on it. Like I said, I used to have to pay $10,000 a week to get it in my arm and sit there for 6 hours a day to get it pumped in my system. And now I can take 2 pills or drink it once a day and pay what? I don't know, $30, $40 a bottle of it?
Depends on what the sale is,
And it's helping me to have a quality of life that I didn't have before that I have now. And I got to tell you, what a blessing. I don't care what anybody says. I know what it's like with it, and I know what it's like without it.
Well,
thank
you.
Me having it.
Thank you for sharing your story, and thank you for helping your family too, because, you know, sometimes people, they don't want to tell their family. They don't want to say anything because then, oh, you're supposed to mind your own business and not tell people about health. That's a doctor's job, you know, but no, it is our job to tell our families, hey, this is what I found out. This is what I found that works. Why don't you try it?
Good morning, InfoWars. It was a rough week for the MAHA movement. We all had to sit by and watch as the big pharmaceutical companies put their little warriors out there to get RFK Jr., because they're not happy with the fact that he's representing medical freedom and trying to make America healthy again. But the one person that I know you can't stand, I can't stand, really put up quite the pretend match, I guess we'll just say, against RFK Jr. I mean, that's the best way to describe it, right? She really went in, thought she was doing an incredible job, and RFK Jr. put her in the spot. I will just let her take it away from here, and please accept my apologies. This is Elizabeth Warren trying her very best to go after RFK Jr.
You just changed the classification of the COVID vaccine.
I'm not taking them away from people, Senator.
It takes it away if you can't get it from your pharmacist.
Well, most Americans are going to be able to get it from their pharmacy for free. Most Americans will be able to get it from their pharmacy for free.
The question is everyone who wants it. That was your promise.
I know I didn't. I never promised that I was going to recommend products with which there is no indication.
When you said.
And I know you've taken $855,000 from pharmaceutical companies, Senator.
Did you hold up a big sign saying that you were lying when you said that? Because you are the one who said you would not take them away.
Oh, Warren. Well, it's a good thing that RFK Jr. didn't shy away from calling her out because she is just a prop of the big pharma machine. But folks, it didn't end there. We were forced to sit back and watch as President Trump welcomed Bill Gates to the White House. It was something that had a lot of us on edge. I don't even know how it happens. I don't even know how you validate this. Poor Melania. I hope he didn't shed on Melania. Folks, this is not what you want. This is not what we voted for. We definitely didn't vote for that. I know I didn't. Joining me to discuss, it's probably another guy who didn't vote for this either. Tom Renz joins the show. He's a great, incredible attorney fighting for medical freedom, and he's with us now. All right, Tom, it's been a kind of a rough week for MAHA, but thankfully we've got RFK Jr. out there slaying these big pharma rats who continue to pop up everywhere, even in the U.S. Senate. Elizabeth Warren trying her very best to go after RFK Jr., saying, you know, you promised. And RFK said, I never promised you anything, lady. Your reaction to what he had to endure on the Hill this week?
Oh, it's absolutely appalling. And the only thing worse than the people like Senator Warren are the people like Cassidy, the rhino sellouts that are pretending to be representatives of We the People, but who are really just sold out to Big Pharma. It's repulsive and appalling that we see leaked that there's a $2 million plan by Big Pharma to take Bobby out. And the first thing we do is with the Republican sellout all over the place, followed by Susie Weil setting up a dinner where Bill Gates can sit next to Trump and lecture us about mRNA and other poisons. And, yeah, I mean, this was absolutely appalling on every level, and topped off, if I can say, and I'm sorry to say this, God bless Donald Trump. We all love him. But for him to come out and question Florida pulling vaccine mandates, I mean, the one thing he's always been consistent about is that he doesn't believe in mandates. Now he's out there questioning that. Well, listen, if the vaccines work, Mr. President, why do I need to take them? Let the people who want them take them, and let people like me say no.
Yeah. Yeah. And Tom, those who have taken it, I know for a fact, have a weakened immune system. You know, I was lightly joking with a friend of mine who took the vaccine, and she was also boosted, and she cannot stop getting sick. I have not gotten sick in years, and I have not gotten the vaccine. And so she's just one of many people who continue to have these issues. And I'm also listening to folks citing the VAERS reports and saying, you know, this amount of people died from the vaccine, so it's not that bad. But the reality of it is, Tom, I know for a fact, because we had an issue in my family, that there's a lot of Americans who are injured by the vaccines, but the VAERS reports weren't filed by their doctors because they are afraid of Big Pharma coming after them for filing too many of these VAERS reports. Do you think VAERS is an accurate kind of portrayal of the success of these vaccines?
Well, we had the Harvard study that showed that only 1 out of 100 reports actually make it to VAERS. I can tell you that not only is it inaccurate, I can't even use it in a courtroom. VAERS is not considered accurate enough evidence for me to submit it as evidence in a courtroom. It's that bad. Everybody knows VAERS is a joke. Legally, you know, doctors are supposed to report. But look at what happened to the doctors that many of whom I defended during COVID. You know, they got drugged through the medical board just tyranny that was, that occurred in every state. Look at our friend Mary Tyler Bowden and what she's been through. Look at Sherry Tenpenny, what she was through. I mean, there's so many people out there that were through hell. They're, of course they're not reporting things. They can't report things because the big pharma, medical board cabal will come after their license.
Yeah. Yeah. We've seen that time and time again. And all these fighters, these doctors who stuck their necks out. It's incredible that they did, but it came with a cost, and they're still fighting to regain a lot of those finances. I mean, a lot of these doctors were brutally attacked by the pharmaceutical companies in very creative lawfare ways. And, it's absolutely disturbing. But you also mentioned, I wanted to get back to that point, President Trump criticizing Florida over its stance on not mandating a lot of these vaccines for children. We've got his response. Let's take a listen.
The vaccine mandates that were rolled back for school children. What do you think about that?
Well, I think we have to be very careful. Look, you have some vaccines that are so amazing. The polio vaccine, I happen to think, is amazing. A lot of people think that COVID is amazing. You know, there are many people that believe strongly in that. But you have some vaccines that are so incredible. And I think you have to be very careful when you say that some people don't have to be vaccinated. It's a very, you know, it's a very tough position. I'd give you an answer. I'll give you a feeling. But just initially, I heard about it yesterday, and it's a tough stance. Look, you have vaccines that work. They just pure and simple work. They're not controversial at all. And I think those vaccines should be used. Otherwise, some people are going to catch it, and they endanger other people.
Tom, we've got about 45 seconds, but I do want you to respond to that because that's a brutal stance to take up.
It's absurd on every level. There have been no gold standard studies for any mandated childhood vaccine. I've been through every single one of them myself. It's a lie. It's not true. There's a lot of controversy around every one of them. And again, I asked the president, if they work, how are other people going to get sick from them? I thought that they prevent the transmission of disease. If they don't, why should anybody take them? And for God's sakes, why, after all the lies that his buddy Bill Gates and some of these other people have put out in the last year or two, why would we ever trust them or Big Pharma for any data or evidence that they put forward? When do you trust a liar, Mr. President? When?
Yeah, Tom, it's disturbing to see, but thankfully we have you still in this fight. Tom Renz, thank you for all the incredible work you continue to do. We greatly appreciate your time.
Thank you, Brianna.
All right, folks, President Trump, you know, we could criticize him a bit, but he's also been doing incredible work, and he's signing away all of these executive orders. I'm talking about 200, right? So all members of Congress are sitting around not doing anything. He has signed 200 executive orders, and if I had to guess how many have been codified by Congress, I'd say less than a dozen. Less than a dozen. But I asked you all at home, what are some of your favorite executive orders signed by President Trump? And we got quite the interesting response so far. I see that Dan on X saying that naming the cartels as a terrorist group was one of his favorites. And I know there's a lot more of you guys who are over here talking about it as well. The Gulf of America was also announced on this tweet. The War Department. And as Ed says, all the ones on immigration. My personal favorite thus far, though, has to be making English the official language of the United States. Folks, sound off on Twitter. Give me a follow at Brianna Morello. We've got a jam-packed program still heading your way, so do not go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Every guest I have had in studio in the last 6 months, I've given our medical grade USP methylene Bluetooth. I don't even tell them what's going to do. I just say, here, take this, see what happens. Within 15 to 30 minutes, every guest says they've gotten energy like they've never experienced. Clarity, focus. It's like a fog has lifted. Their critical thinking goes to the next level. And that's what the science shows it does in our cells. It's not a stimulant, but it has that effect because it electrochemically turns up the literal electrochemical electricity in the body. And so he was here a few months ago, didn't know what it was, known me for a long time, said sure he'll take it. He heard Kennedy talk about it, RFK Jr. He took it, and it was so game-changing. In the last few months, he ran out of the bottle I gave him, so he wanted more. And the first thing he wanted was to take some more before we even went live on air. That's how amazing this is. You want to do the plug, and I appreciate this.
I do. I came in.
Because you came in saying, I want more methylene blue. And then I looked over when you went on the air. You'd already slurped some down. Your mouth was blue. I said, you're Papa Smurf. So, Patrick Byrne.
How much is the correct amount to put in? About that much?
Yeah, I mean, Kennedy does three droppers. This is really strong.
You gave me some last time. I think you gave it on air. You totally feel the difference. I used the bottle.
father gave me. It's great. It totally makes it, you can feel it. It just keeps your energy level up and plateaued without bonks. So I love it. I used the bottle you gave me, and I came back to Austin just to pick up this pump.
Well, you can always get it at thealexjonesshow.com, but we'll certainly give you all you want. We also have the capsules, but we have the strongest medical grade. It's super good for you. It cleans out your mitochondria. Most people get instant energy, like 99% of people, but it's the workout. It's what it does for your skin, your libido. So you've been on it a few months.
I just had that one bottle, but
and you're saying no letdown. That's the best part. It's not an amphetamine. It's not a speed, but it feels like that.
I see RFKs on it. Yeah, I just used up that bottle, and so for a couple of weeks, I had this great energy. But it's not speed. It's not caffeine. It's nothing like that. It's doing something else for you. So I really
It skips three levels of the oxygenation process in the cells. It's just next level. It's incredible, and they've suppressed it. And my medical doctor 6 years ago said, get on it. And I got to get USP grade. It didn't do anything. And then our sponsor got this super strong one. I'm like, oh, let me try it. Whoa. I mean, it funds the operation, folks. But I'm telling you, if you haven't gotten our USP grade, real USP grade, Ultimate Lean Blue, thealexjonesshow.com, you are missing out. It is so good for you. 99% of people, it's more than that. Like, I've given it to like 400 people, maybe two or three didn't feel it. Some get totally freaked out that they're going crazy. So talk to your physician first. Take a very low dose the first time. You can't take it from SSRIs and other things. It is amazing. TheAlexJonesShow.com. So,
It's not psychosomatic. It's not you feel it. You feel it.
Well, I didn't tell you what you were going to feel. How fast did it kick in and what did you feel?
I felt it by the end of the show. By the time I got, the last time I was here, I felt it probably by the end of the show or by the time I got my car. You feel instant energy, but without the jitteriness of caffeine and focus. What I felt was focus, mental focus. It's probably like why you are as intense as you are, Alex.
It's made me more intense. Well, I was taking full doses at first and then working out so hard that, I had to go.
You look jacked.
Well, I've cut back. The point is, I only take it every 3 days now because it's crazy. Everything we sell, I want is working and is good. That's what I want. I mean, I'd be like a restaurant. I'm going to serve dog to people. They're not going to come back. But I mean, this thing is the most dramatic, quick acting, and it's good for you. It's just insane. And if I could just get a few more percentage of the audience to buy it, all our problems would be solved. Patrick Byrne was totally blown away by it, as every other guest we've given it to has been blown away.
InfoWars, your source for uncensored truth this morning is Brianna Morello.
Risen gates won't open up for me. On knees and knees, I'm crawling.
Good morning, InfoWars. A lot going on in the world. I want to make sure that your focus is on all the key issues. And we wanted to also say some positive things about the Trump administration. President Trump isn't afraid to call out the lawfare, and we're thankful for that. He just recently went public about former Mesa County clerk and record keeper Tina Peters. Many of you guys know Tina Peters was sentenced to 9 years in prison. She is an amazing woman. I've had the pleasure of meeting her personally, and it was devastating to see as Colorado sent her away to prison. She is charged right now on the state level. But President Trump isn't forgetting about her. She was the one who wanted to call out and to expose the alleged election fraud in her area. So when she did that, of course, she didn't make the people very happy who were in charge of all of this. And they threw her in prison for 9 years. It's absolutely egregious. But President Trump is still fighting for her and still bringing up her name. Take a listen.
They arrested her instead of the people that did the cheating. It's a state charge, so it's hard to do anything with. But we're going to do something what they did in Colorado. Look, Colorado just went to all mail-in voting. That means they cheat. That's why they lost, that's one of the reasons, but that's a big reason why they just lost the whole Space Command situation that is going to Alabama. But when you have mail-in voting, you have nothing but cheating. But this woman is a real patriot, and they put her in jail for a long time. She's 72 years old, 73 years old, and she wanted to find out. She didn't do anything. She touched the machine. She looked at the machine. She's trying to find out what was going on. And they went and arrested her for doing that. And it was supposed to be the other way around. I'm glad you brought that up.
We're glad that President Trump brought that up as well. He continues to post about it on Truth Social. And his pardon attorney, Mr. Ed Martin, is also bringing up Tina Peters, saying, I just spoke with Tina Peters from her prison cell. What a privilege. What a lady. God bless her. Tina, we are coming for you. Folks, this is really important because Tina Peters, again, she's charged on a state level, so this is going to be a heck of a fight. But it's one that's worth taking on. But if President Trump wants to free the political prisoners that we have in this country, there's an even easier fight that he could take on, like those who were the victims of the Governor Whitmer kidnapping plot. I'm talking about that cooked-up hoax by the FBI under the Biden regime. As many of you guys know, there were more FBI informants and people working for the FBI than there were individuals who were trying to kidnap Whitmer. Now, we've never gotten any answers as to why they even did this in the first place, but there are two individuals currently sitting in federal prison right now who could be pardoned at any point. I'm talking about Barry Koft as well as Adam Fox. Barry was sentenced to 235 months in prison, and Adam Fox was sentenced to 16 years in prison. Now, I've brought this issue up several times on my show because these two men cannot be forgotten. I even asked Ed Martin, the pardon attorney, that when he was on my program. Take a listen. Looking into this case and possibly pardoning these two individuals.
Well, thank you, Brianna, and thanks for being on this in the past as well as now. I think that the the question of Michigan and what went on with this fednapping question is one that it falls into two categories. One, I agree with you. There's a weaponization of government. You know, very, very suspect. The timing, how it was rolled out, what exactly went on, and we need to get to the bottom of that. And yes, that's in my weaponization working group as a topic, something that we're looking at, and I'll be looking at closely. But on the pardon front, we can't leave these guys behind. In my opinion, these are victims just like January 6th, and so we are processing that. And I have complete confidence that we're going to get a hard look at it, and the president will want to know the facts about it, want to see the relationship.
And that was back in May. Ed Martin brave enough to speak out on the issue, and it's really important that he does. And that even made national headlines because Whitmer wasn't happy when she heard that. So that probably means that's the right take. Joining me to discuss is the only independent journalist who has been fighting for these men and other defendants as well. Joining me is Christina Urso. She is a credible independent journalist, and she is with us now. Christina, I'm glad you're here. I know we spoke about my interview with Ed Martin, and you've been talking to the guys as they sit in federal prison. First off, how are they doing? And I know there's an update also in Adam's case as well.
They're holding up. They are at Florence Supermax, though, so it's a difficult position, and it's still difficult to communicate with them. But they hearing Ed Martin talk about their case has made them hopeful that something will happen.
Yeah, and I think that's really important because Ed Martin, I know he's a fighter. He's advocating for this. He's someone who's pushing forward on this front. He's been incredible when it comes to being the pardon attorney, even taking on now special prosecutor as well. So I'm hopeful that this is going to happen. Adam Fox, I know you said to me privately that there was an update in his case. What was that specifically?
Well, right now, Adam does not even have any legal representation. So after he and Barry's appeals were denied by the Sixth Circuit, he requested a new attorney because his court-appointed appeals lawyer sabotaged his case on purpose. And the Sixth Circuit denied him a new lawyer, and then they sent the denial to Nuevo County, where he hasn't been in 2 years. He's at Florence Supermax, so he didn't even get that denial. And so right now, Barry Koft is appealing to the Supreme Court, the United States Supreme Court, but there is a less than 1% chance that the Supreme Court will even look at it. And Adam has nobody appealing to the Supreme Court. He's already missed that deadline. But what I can say is that his trial lawyer has filed a petition for pardon. So hopefully that will help move things along and we can look at maybe getting these guys out. And I think that they both are worthy of pardons. And we also can't forget the three state guys who are on state charges in the state of Michigan right now, currently trying to appeal their wrongful convictions as well.
Yeah. Well, this would be an easy fix for the Trump administration to free at least these two men first, and then that would bring the attention for the other three and apply a little pressure to the governor, because it's egregious that this happened in the first place. But, Christina, not many people, I think, understand the depths that this all went to. And I know there's so much in regards to the FBI's role in this hoax, but some brief overview, because we've got about 2 minutes, and I'm going to let you take the floor from here. Can you map out what the FBI's role in all of this was? Because they played a significant role in this plot.
Sure. There was no plot, I should say, from the beginning, except on the part of the FBI. What happened here was you had a prepping group online that was infiltrated by an FBI informant who took over the group and became effectively the leader of the Wolverine Watchmen. You had another FBI informant, a child predator, who was pretending that he was running a national 3%er militia group that was actually being run by the FBI. They used a network of 12 informants in this case to really manufacture the appearance of something happening that wasn't happening. And they did this over the course of almost a year, befriending these men, holding militia meetings and field training exercises. And we have to remember what was happening at the time. We were under unconstitutional lockdown orders, and we also saw rioting across the country. As that was happening, these men were looking to train their skills so they could protect their families, their communities, and they also wanted to network with other militia guys to talk about what was happening in their state. So the FBI literally trained these men, put on field training exercises, invited these men to the exercises, picked them up, furnished them with alcohol and marijuana, and then would just ask them hypothetical questions while filming them running through an obstacle course that the FBI set up. All the while, Whitmer was fully aware of the investigation. The FBI is the one that organized the recons of Whitmer's vacation cottage, which was literally just the FBI picking people up in a vehicle, driving them down the street of her vacation cottage, and then instructing people to take pictures that would then be used against them later. Every single aspect of the case was manufactured, created by the FBI, and then these men were deprived the right to a fair trial. They were prevented from introducing exculpatory evidence, and any witnesses were threatened with charges as well.
Christina Urso, you're doing an incredible job exposing all of this. Give her a follow on X, because you're going to be releasing a documentary on this very, very soon, and we look forward to just that. Christina, thank you for speaking up for these men. Not many people, actually, I think you're the only person who's doing it, and so we're very grateful for just that. Again, folks, give her a follow on X. We've got more on the way. You're not going to want to miss the next segment. I promise you that.
The last 5 years, I've had all these scientists on promoting spike protein detoxes that have saved so many people and done all this. And finally, we're like, hey, we better do our own. Let's make the best. We take the two best-selling ones, combine the two with stuff that the government tried to ban so people would die. And yeah, we're selling stuff that really works. Tell us about Ultimate Life Force. It's a horse pill. I take it a few times a year as a detox. So good for cardiovascular. Just one of the ingredients in this alone is on record a game changer they tried to ban.
Right.
This is so important.
N-acetylcysteine, better known as NAC, was widely available pre-pandemic, but during the pandemic, during COVID, they took it off Amazon because it was too powerful. Too many people were getting well from it. They say, okay, this isn't a supplement. This is a drug. Now, we're not making that claim this is a supplement, but it is a supplement that is so powerful it could be used and compared to something like that.
And what is NAC?
N-acetylcysteine is the main precursor to your body's master antioxidant, glutathione, right? Glutathione is what your body uses to detoxify everything, but most importantly, your lungs. NAC reduces lung mucus and is incredibly powerful. This is rocket fuel. This is the gasoline. This is the fuel you need to make the glutathione. But more importantly, even than that almost, I was taking a look at Ultimate Life Force, and I forget about these things. These things are something that they wanted to ban even more. The natokinase and the serapeptase, those are compounds that go in and break down blood clots and scar tissue and inorganic things in the body. That's for the spike protein. The cool thing is everybody, every human can get healthy. It just takes different specific steps to get healthy. And that's why becoming knowledgeable about...
Well, that's like breeds of cows. They're like, these cows can handle the heat. These cows can't. These cows can handle cold. They can't. These dogs can handle this. These can't. We're all dogs. We're all cows. We're all the same species, but there's certain things each group can't handle.
100% I agree with that. And it's so key. I mean, the reason why Methylene Blue has just been such an incredible hit to the audience and to the supporters, listeners, to us, everyone, is because, well, like, we really feel the effect, you know?
It's like the Garden of Eden. God made all these things to work together.
It's all there. The information's readily
available. No, it's absolutely incredible. These are great products. They fund the operation. And, folks, it's common sense. Go get them. TheAlexJonesShow.com. Get the bovine colostrum. Get the methyl drive. Get the power plant. Get the methylene blue. Get it all.
What's cool about supplements, at least to me, is you're able to look at these different genetic groups, and then you can go, okay, they need help with this one thing. We got a compound for that.
All we did was go out with the top selling products of all the studies and just combine them together.
100%. And I mean, you look at this product, the NAC alone makes it worth buying, but you've got four or five other things in there directly targeted to addressing COVID and long COVID.
People say, well, I don't have COVID right now. The point is, it's good for you, period.
100%. We've all got scar tissue in us. We've all got issues. We've all got these inorganic compounds, these microplastics. We look at something like Ultimate Life Force, it might be able to address some of those situations. You look at this, you look at the other products we're offering you, it's kind of hard to do an individual pitch for them because they're all so amazing. It's incredible. We make this stuff for you and for ourselves. Everyone at the InfoWars office is gobbling these supplements left and right. That's why I made these, is so I could take them.
And then you designed it to go with our Ultra Methylene Blue.
Absolutely. That's the key. Before any, like, man or woman, young and old, if you're on Methylene Blue, you got to take it.
Everybody loves the formulas, and I've noticed if I take both together, the energy is totally insane. Each one is very strong on its own.
Methyl Drive is something that every person in the country should take. This is something so powerful they tried to ban it.
So the Methylene Blue is like the engine and gasoline. These products together is the nitrous oxide.
Exactly. It turbocharges.
InfoWars. All right, so I've got some kind of sad news because it's personal. I am a New Yorker, and to sit back and watch New York City surrender to potentially a communist is absolutely gut-wrenching. You may have heard his name. His name is Zohran Mamdani. He is running to be the mayor of New York City. And as if New York City wasn't enough of a cesspool as it is, it's going to get worse. It's going to get a lot worse. He is probably going to be the winner, given the fact that the Republican candidate, not a strong candidate, has a history of losing. And he's up against who? Eric Adams, who obviously they don't really like anymore. And then the other one is the nursing home killer, Andrew Cuomo. So it's not looking good for New York City. But folks, people want to kind of focus on his religion rather than the fact that he's a communist. It's scary. It's horrifying. But the reality is New York is a very liberal city. And so if you really want to save New York, you got to stop talking about Islam. You got to stop talking about his ties to Islam right now. You have to focus on the fact that he's a communist. And I keep telling people this all the time. He is a communist. Say it loud, because the mainstream media is propping him up. I'm talking about the outlets like CNN, MSNBC. I mean, he's making the rounds. He's becoming a national figure right now. And it's pretty sickening to sit back and watch. Now, he did join CNN yesterday to talk about the idea of Elon Musk potentially becoming a trillionaire. Now, listen to his response to the question, because he's pretending to be this loving, caring person who cares about the working class, but he doesn't really care about them.
In this country, there's a big debate about the wealthy, the uber wealthy, the gap between the rich and the poor. Just this week, Tesla offered a pay package to Elon Musk that would potentially make him a trillionaire. Do you think trillionaires should exist?
I think the better question is whether working people should exist, because what we're seeing right now is, amidst this incredible wealth, we have people who are keeping the city running that have to now live outside of the city, outside of the state. There are New Yorkers who are living in New Jersey and Pennsylvania and Connecticut because they just can't afford to live here. Amidst all of that, we have talk of trillionaires. I mean, it tells you where our political priorities are. And that's what is so frustrating, is that when we talk about the cuts to SNAP benefits here in New York City, the throwing of millions off of their health insurance, it's not just a incident that has taken place in Washington, D.C., it is a function of the largest wealth transfer we've ever seen in our history of our country's politics.
Let's be clear. I don't care if you're a trillionaire, billionaire, millionaire. I believe that you should be able to exist. I don't think communists should be able to exist, though, especially in the United States. Now, it's becoming extremely frustrating to sit back and watch that man pretend like he is a caring person for the working class, even though he's never had a job before. He is someone who has been propped up, who has a very interesting father as well, and it's extremely disturbing. So, folks, if you're going to start talking about this issue, I highly, highly recommend steer clear of the Islam angle because it's a very left-wing area. So those who might maybe fear communism might take you up on that angle rather than the Islam angle because we all saw what happened when we did that with Barack Obama. Okay, let's turn to the next topic because this one is a very, very interesting one. I'm talking about Google. So Google is obviously you guys both know they are very biased. And that's putting it nicely. But President Trump yesterday went out and decided to threaten the EU because they had just fined the American company $3.5 billion. Now, if you're wondering why they fined them, it's because they pretty much are accused of running a monopoly. Now, here in the United States, we have actually just ruled that they are running an illegal monopoly. And it's been very, very interesting because that started under the Trump administration, that lawsuit. Back in 2020, the Trump administration went after Google for running an illegal monopoly, and then a judge in D.C. ruled in favor of the DOJ. But the details regarding the penalties have been quite interesting because most conservatives say it doesn't go far enough. Now, those details were just recently released this week, and I got my hands on an exclusive with the woman who took on Google. I'm talking about Gail Slater. She is currently running the DOJ's antitrust division, and she joined me to react to the penalties. Take a listen. A lot of critics, they're very critical on the aspect that this doesn't divest Chrome. As many of you guys at home know, Google does own Chrome. And so I know a lot of people, especially on the conservative side of things, were hoping to kind of break that up a bit. What do you say to your critics who say this doesn't go far enough?
Listen, we're not entirely happy with the whole agreement. And, of course, we are weighing our options. We have a right of appeal. Google has a right of appeal. We're not there yet. This is a 200-plus page opinion. So you can imagine there's a lot to digest and read in there. So we're thinking carefully about what the future looks like, as are critics outside the building. There are always critics. They'll always be with us. This is the American way. And it's good to have a healthy debate about these things. Look, the goal here was to unleash data, to put it in the hands of competitors, and to look to the future. And importantly, these remedies apply as much to online search today as to artificial intelligence in the future. And so we think that's really, really important. And so we're looking at these remedies as a positive. We can think about Chrome. We can think about how much faster data would be unleashed if Chrome had been divested. But we're not there yet in terms of what levers we might pull in that regard.
Yeah, and I think it's really important for folks at home to know that the possibility of an appeal is possible, and it's something that you guys are potentially looking at. Is that correct?
Yes, that's fair to say.
Okay. Well, that's good to hear. All right, it was very good to hear from Gail Slater. If you want to listen to the full interview, it is up right now on band.video. Definitely check that out. I want to get to my next guest because he is traveling all across the state of Florida, and he's catching predators. Please welcome to the show, Alex Rosen. Alex, obviously out here fighting the good fight in the beautiful state of Florida. Alex, it's been a very busy day for you. I know yesterday you caught three alleged predators. One of those, we believe, was actually a Disney employee. I reached out to Disney for comments, and Disney telling me that they don't think he's an employee of theirs and denying that he's an employee, in fact. But his Facebook page says he works for Disney. So bring us the latest on this.
Yeah, so we caught three predators yesterday, one of them being named Benjamin Walker in Haines City, Florida. He came to meet who he thought was a 13-year-old boy. And, yeah, he was very, very graphic in the messages, offered to send child porn multiple times, and, of course, wanted to have sex, brought lube and condoms for this kid. And we interviewed him, and he said he's viewed child pornography as young as 2 years old. Confirmed that he does, in fact, work at Disney. He told the kid he works at Disney that he was talking to. And instead, he met his wife at Disney. He said he's a cook at Disney. And I don't know why Disney's denying he works there. I mean, I have no clue why. I mean, he said he called off the day he met the kid, which was yesterday. And, yeah, and, you know, Haines City Police, they cuffed him. They took his phone. I don't think he's been formally charged yet, but he is 100% going to go down for child pornography. Once the cops go through that phone, he's screwed.
Yeah, Alex, and that's the common theme here. And this is what I grilled Disney on. And I know I sent you a screenshot to show you that they denied these claims. But I asked Disney, because they continuously have individuals who work for them get arrested in these stings all across Florida, but mostly Polk County. They've caught four, three, two. I mean, they just catch them all the time. Why do you think Disney has this problem? Because they didn't want to answer when I asked them.
Well, I mean, he's actually the second Disney employee we've caught, the first one we've caught in Polk County. It is a very common theme. I think the reason is because a lot of these people that work at Disney, especially, you know, dressing up in the costumes and stuff, they never grow out of their childhood phase. And I think, you know, that immaturity and they're stunted in a lot of ways, including with their attraction to kids. So I think they relate to kids more. They just see them as more attractive. And that's what brings them to Disney. I mean, it's just basically a place where they never have to grow up.
Yeah, it's pretty vile. And it makes one, if you have kids, not want to go to the parks itself because, again, this is a continuous issue that goes on. But let's shift gears a little bit. I know you're also catching other predators. There was one who is an alleged British pedo, Ross Glimley. I hope I'm saying his name right. Break down the latest here because he was there to meet a 13-year-old girl, according to you.
Yeah, so Ross is the second British pedo we've caught in the past month. I don't know what it is with these British people moving to, like, you know, the country in Florida and Texas or whatever. But, he was there to meet a 13-year-old girl for sex. He said he hasn't had sex in 9 years, but that's not just the reason he's there. He said he's also viewed child pornography of 8-year-old girls, has had tons of underage kids send him nudes online. He's a huge danger, and there's a huge concern because he has custody of his 9-year-old daughter, and he's a single dad. So I hope there's nothing going on with that. But yeah, he was pretty blatant. He was waiting at the park for like 30, 40 minutes for us to show up. And, he wasn't too happy about getting arrested. It took four cops to put him in cuffs. So he was not thrilled with that.
It's egregious. It is egregious. Alex, you're doing an incredible job, Predator Poachers team as well, at getting these creeps off of our streets. And it's unfortunate that law enforcement's not doing enough, but we want to thank you for all of your incredible work. Folks, head over to his X page, subscribe, because that's how you fund these operations. I Fight for Kids. Thank you so much, as always. Alex, he's on the road, and he's catching these predators. Folks, it's been an incredible way to start your morning, I have to say, on this program. I'm glad you decided to join us. I'll be back, of course, with plenty more headlines that the mainstream media is never going to tell you about because they are afraid to do just that. But for now, give me a follow on X at Brianna Morello and have a great rest of your weekend.
We need funds. We're fighting the globalists at point blank range. And they got a receivership hearing with Judge Gloria Gamble that ran the Texas show trial next week to send the sheriffs here. I get it could be within days next Wednesday to shut us down. And I'm sure we'll get lots of funds then once we're shut down. Be like, oh God, he really did need help. Oh yeah. We have been battling and battling and barely surviving. They turned the internet off here before. They had a fake sale to Bloomberg's front group. Remember all that? And it was because we didn't give up and the crew didn't give up. When I told the crew, no, we're going to beat this, don't go. And I stayed here and slept here a couple times. We're still here. And because you bought the products, we had enough money for lawyers to go battle it and beat it. Everybody listening needs to get off the fence, get off the bench, get up at the plate, and needs to go become a VIP. $30 a month. See it as a donation. You get $40 each month to spend in the store. Sales on top of everything. Special deals. Special offers just to you. It's insane. And then if you really just want to support and you don't want methylene blue or turmeric, you're crazy if you don't, or Ultimate Life Force, the best cardiovascular spike protein detox, everybody should be taking it. And it's the best. Ultimate Life Force is the best cardiovascular, heart health, spike protein detoxer. Every man, woman, and child should take at least one regimen of it, see how you feel. It does dramatic things. We have the strongest turmeric. You should get it. And I got a lot of news to cover. I won't sit here and beat a dead horse, but the news we get out is so powerful, and it's that less than 1% of people that buy stuff at theauctionstore.com that make all this possible. And this fight is your fight. They want us off the air because they want to shut down focal points of organizations that hold the Trump administration's feet to the fire. and warn Trump and warn his advisors and have a big effect and big pull, as the administrations have said and as the Democrats have said. They've come after Trump. They've sued Trump. They've had their operatives in there, and they see our stuff everywhere. Step into the zone of history and understand that you are the key. You are the variable. You are the Paul Revere's. You are the resistance. And this dog don't hunt without you.